If you have your Bible, turn this morning to Luke chapter 23. Luke chapter 23. I want to look at verse 33, and then we want to go down to verse 39. If you have your place, stand with honor, reading God's Word. And the Bible said, when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified Him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Verse 39, he said, one of the malefactors which were hanged, riled on Him, saying, if Thou be Christ, save Thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked Him, saying, dost not Thou fear God, seeing Thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when Thou comest into Thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth unto the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. As we look at this morning, we can see in the book of Luke, you know the story well of the crucifixion. You know that Jesus was condemned to death for something He didn't do, which was sin. He never had sin in His life. He was a perfect, sinless Savior. He was that lamb without spot. He was a lamb without blemish. But praise be to God, He was convicted. He was tried, and He was put up for execution. And we see in the Word of God, as God begins to manifest Himself, and He begins to show how magnificent God is when He sent His only begotten Son to die for old sinners such as me and you. We see the power of an almighty God. We see the power that's extended down to usward. We don't deserve it, but praise God. One glorious day He seemed fit to come to where we were. Amen. To live in the flesh, manifest in the flesh, and to die for old sinners such as me and you. And as we look at this, we can see as old brother Luke Kreitzer down and he begins to pin and to show us some blessed things here as we can begin to see. Brother Luke, he mentions old sinners more than any other gospel. Do you know that? Old brother Luke, he mentions old sinners like me and you more than any other gospel. Matthew mentions sinners five times. Mark mentions sinners five times. The book of John mentions sinners four times. But the book of Luke, it mentions old sinners such as I 16 times. Amen. 16 times. Old Dr. Luke pins her down. Amen. Without fear or favoritism, he said, we're just old sinners in needing of a Savior. We're old sinners. Praise God, in need of something. Praise God, it's out of this world. Praise God, the saving of a soul. Just old sinners. If we know, we'd ever realize, praise God, we're just old sinners. We're old sinners in needing of a Savior. I want to say this morning equivocally, God has sent a Savior. Amen. God has sent a Savior for the salvation of men. Praise the Lord. We see it in the Lord Jesus Christ and in the precious sacrifice that He made. In the book of Matthew, we see that He proclaims Jesus Christ to be a sovereign. Amen. In the book of Mark, He proclaims Him to be a servant. Amen. A servant that's come from in you. In the book of John, He proclaims Him to be a son. But in the book of Luke, praise God, He magnifies Him as a glorious Savior. Praise God, of mankind. He mightily lifts Him up, praise God. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Amen. Amen. He was lifted up between heaven and earth. He hung there, praise God, and with them arms outstretched, praise God, to make a way, a path for me and you, that old sinners might be saved. I want to say, praise God, He loved us enough, praise God, Brother Eddie, to do that for me and you. Amen. Bless His holy name. What a Savior that we have. But as this story, we rock on and we see this story taking place and we see a Savior crucified hanging on a cross of Calvary. But we can go back beyond that and we can see a Savior as He's standing in the hall of Praetorium and He's standing before Pilate. He said, hey, listen. He said, this man been found. He's guilty, praise God. And we're going to go ahead and crucify Him. I said, I don't see no sin, but we're going to crucify Him. And then alongside Him was these other malefactors. He said, before your sin, for your penalties, praise God, you're going to be crucified. You're going to be put to death. And those sinners, I can see those old sinners as they say, hey, listen, I don't deserve this. Amen. Have you ever known an old sinner that would confess and say, hey, I deserve it? We go through all these things in the world that sin brings in our life, praise God. And you know what we say? I don't deserve this. all the time, y'all time hearing people say, I don't deserve this. Amen? I can see these old sinners, they stood with the Lord, praise God, that perfect sinless lamb, and praise God, and they said, we don't deserve this. The Bible said they marched up Calvary's hill, and they crucified him, put him on a cross, hung him between the heavens and the earth. Jesus in the midst, and a sinner on each side. Amen? One on the left hand, and one on the right hand. And the Bible says that they begin to that the people begin to rile upon him, that those old sinners begin to rile upon him. See, a lot of times we see this one on the right and we see, hey, he must have been a pretty good man. He wasn't no better, praise God. He was no sinner. The Bible says, praise God, that they both riled upon him. If you look at Matthew 27, verse 44, the Bible said that they riled upon him. Amen. If you look at Mark chapter 15, verse 32, he said that they riled upon him with their mouth. They cut upon him with their teeth, praise God. And they said, hey, listen, if you be the Christ, save yourself and us. Amen. But something was taking place in the hearts and the minds of one old sinner. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for the Holy Ghost dealing in our hearts when we come as old sinners, realizing, praise God, that we not all that. When we come to ourselves, praise God, like that old prodigal down at the hog pen, and praise God, realize that, praise God, this whole world ain't all that, that we ain't all that, but praise God, there's a God of glory, there's a Father at home that's got servants that's living better than we are, and praise God, we kick out away from the sin, and we throw, as old brother Bill said, we throw down the pail, we jump the rail, we hit the trail, praise God, we go back to God. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. We run to Jesus where we can get some help. Amen. When we realize we're old sinners. I want to say, praise God, there ain't one of us arrived. We all apt to sin. Hey, you better not let the devil deceive you thinking you're strong enough. Because you ain't strong enough. Amen. Praise God, if you're here today, praise God, then you're apt to sin. Hey, you say, well, preacher, hey, listen, I'm here today and I'm apt to sin. I'm apt to come short. I'm apt to, praise God, be hooked by the snare of the devil. I've got to be vigilant, praise, because that old devil, praise God, is like a roaring lion seeking whom he will devour, and he's not a respecter of persons. Amen. It don't matter how good you say you are. The devil would like to destroy you. He'd like to come right into your heart, right in your home, right in your living room, praise God, and destroy you. He'd like to destroy your family, your home. He'd like to destroy you personally. He'd like to take away your testimony. Amen. You know, it don't take but one little slip to destroy a testimony. You can live a good, godly life all your days, but you get caught one time, you slip up one time, you mess up one time, you destroy your testimony. Amen? But praise be to God, if we ever realize we just old sinners in needing of a Savior, we old sinners in needing of help, but this one sinner, praise God, he began to see some things in Jesus. Amen? This one old sinner had one on the right side. He began to see some things in Jesus. Number one, he began to see Jesus laying down his life. Amen. He began to see him as he went up there and he didn't fight. And he didn't put, as they was a struggling and fighting against those soldiers, he looked over there and he went, hey man, why ain't he fighting? The Bible said that Jesus went up there and he laid down his life. Amen. He made a choice, praise God, to do that for me and you. It wasn't taken for, he wasn't made to do anything. He could have summoned 12 legions of angels, praise God, to swoop down, and praise God, this earth would have been changed as we know it forever. And he would have been set free. But he didn't choose. He chose to do the will of the Father. He chose to stay in that good fight of faith. He chose to finish the course that God Almighty and he had established from the foundation of the world. Do you realize that? Hey, this thing was set up before we was even, praise God, before the world was even created. The Lord, they got said, hey, this sin, let me say, sin didn't take God by surprise. Amen? Sinfulness doesn't take God by surprise. Amen? They know our human nature. Jesus knows our human nature. He was tempted in all fights just like we are, yet without sin. Why? You say, well, preacher, how did Jesus keep from sinning if he was in the flesh just like me? Praise God, he didn't give in. He stayed focused on the Father. And the Father led him. Every step of the way. Bless his holy name. But we see these malefactors, they begin to rail upon him. And the one malefactor which were hung, verse 39, hang railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other malefactor, he had been sitting there and he had been noticing some things about this Jesus. He had been noticing some things about this man, this lowly Nazarene. He had noticed some power in him. You say, he didn't see him cast off him soldiers. No, but he seen that power from within. Said he stood, he took it, he never opened his mouth. Never said a word. He took everything, every bit of abuse they hung at him. This is a man that's already beaten. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 52 that he was, his visage, his appearance was marred more than any man. He was beaten, he was swollen, he was probably almost unrecognizable because he had been beaten by them Roman soldiers, by anybody that come along wanted to take a lick. Amen? I'm going to say, praise God, there's a lot of folks now today that still want to take a lick at Jesus. Amen? All over the place, there's people. Why? Because we're living in that dark day. Amen? But praise God, I can see in my mind's eye that this old fellow was seeing some things. And he began to recognize that this Jesus wasn't just any man. And he answered and rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God? Seeing thou art in the same condemnation. He said, hey, we're in the same condemnation as he is. We old sinners, praise God, we're receiving the same punishment as he is. Don't you fear God in any way? Amen. You know what's wrong with America today? We don't fear God. We've lost our reverent fear. I'm not talking about cowing down. I'm talking about a reverent fear. Do we reckon we're no drunk, praise God, walk by the church house and take his hat off and walk on the other side of the street? Reverence in the house of God. Listen, this ain't a place to play. Praise God, this is a place to worship a living God. Amen. Amen. Yeah. To show him respect. Praise God. To reverence. To magnify and uplift and give glory to the God of glory. Amen. But we see this old sinner. He said, hey, we're in the same condemnation. He said, and we indeed justly. Now, notice, I want you to notice the testimony of this old thief. He said, we indeed justly. He said, we get what we deserve. For we receive the due reward of our deeds. What a testimony. Amen. The testimony of an old sinner. Praise God. He said, well, I'm getting just, you know what the world, what's wrong with the world today? We don't realize it. Praise God, because of our sin. A lot of times we get just what we deserve. Amen. Well, let me rephrase it. If we got what we deserve, praise God, we'd be in hell with our back broke. Amen. But praise God, thank God for the mercy of God. Amen. But this old sinner has a testimony. He said, hey, listen. He said, hey, we're getting that just reward of our deeds. We're getting paid back, if you will. You know, there's a payday a-coming. Amen. There's a payday a-coming for every one of us. A payday when we're going to have to answer up. But I like what he says here. He said, but this man. See, he'd been seeing something in Jesus. He said, this man hath done nothing amiss. See, I believe they went back to the hall at the praetorium and they said, hey, look, he stood there and he never said a word. They made these accusations. They spit upon him. They smote him on the head. They drove those crown of thorns into his head and he spoke not a word. So there's something different about this man Jesus. Amen. He said he hath done nothing amiss. He's done nothing wrong. I want to say praise God, the Savior that we serve today has done nothing wrong. Amen. If you go back in Luke chapter 4, the Bible says, then said Pilate to the chief priest and to the people, I find no fault in this man. Amen. Praise the Lord. Go to verse 15. Then he says again, no, nor yet heard, for I sent you to him, and lo, nothing worthy of death is done unto him. He sent him to Herod. He said, Herod said he's investigating. He's interrogating. And he ain't found nothing wrong either. Nothing amiss. Can you just imagine this old thief's eye, this old sinner's mind, praise God, as God begins to record that in his logic. Amen. This man has done nothing amiss. Praise the Lord. Verse 22, he says, and he said unto them the third time, why, what evil hath he done? I have found no cause of death in him. Said he's not done nothing wrong. And I can see this old sinner as it keeps recording, jogging in his mind. He's done nothing amiss. Amen. And he comes to himself and he says, hey, this man Jesus, hey, we don't rally upon him. He hasn't done nothing. I've seen his life. I've seen his actions. I've seen his reactions. He's a good man. Amen. He's unique. He's different. He's not like us. Amen. I want to say, praise God, Jesus is not like... There's a lot of places today they say, well, you know, you just got to be like Jesus. Amen. We can't be like Jesus. We can strive for that perfection until we get to heaven. Praise God, we'll not be like Jesus. But the Bible says that we're to strive, we're to labor, we're to go for the mark, praise God, of perfection. We're to live to be holy unto God. Amen. So that we can be more Christ-like. Praise the Lord. But this old sinner, amen, stood on the hall of Pretorium. He said, hey, I don't deserve this. Amen. He stood in the presence of the Lord. He said, I don't deserve this. I don't deserve to be hung on a cross. Then he looked at a perfect sinless Savior and said, he don't deserve this. Amen. Jesus didn't deserve that, but we did. And the Bible said that there was a time of darkness that fell upon the land. Amen. He said it was a time of high noon. I want to say, praise God, in every person's life, there's a time of high noon. You ever watch the old westerns, a time of high noon? Praise God, when that minute hand would go straight up with the air hand, the high noon, praise God, and it was the time of decision. It was a time of coming out. It was a time, praise God, of being manifest what you are. Amen. I want to say, praise God, it was a time of high noon there that night, that day on the cross of Calvary. When Jesus Christ hung between the earth and the heavens, and praise God, it was manifest who He was. It was a darkness, praise God, that fell upon that place. And now a lot of crazy quacks say, well, you know, there was a lunar eclipse that took place. That would be a magnificent thing if it was possible. But let me tell you why it's not possible. The Jews in the celebration of Passover always, they went by the lunar calendar, but they always went by the lunar calendar when it's a full moon. Amen. When it's a full moon, I want to say they cannot be a lunar eclipse while there's a full moon. I wonder how that worked out that way. I believe it's God Almighty in all His magnificence. He said, I'm going to make it where there's no doubt about who this man is. Amen. And at the noonday hour, when the sun should have been at its highest, when it should be shining at its brightest, He said there was a darkness come on the land. Amen. A darkness, a black darkness come on land. Praise God, I want to say we're living in a time of darkness. We're living in a time of black darkness like this world has never seen. We're living in a time of wickedness where men can take other men's lives like it's nothing. Why? Because of darkness. Because men love darkness rather than light. Have you ever noticed how men like to hide out in the dark? Amen? But praise God, you turn the light on, bro, and they just start creeping back. They're like a bunch of animals. That's kind of what animals do. You know, they get those that's nocturnal, they stay in the darkness, stay out of the light. But I want to say, praise God, there was a marvelous light shining on Calvary that day during that darkness, and it was Christ Jesus the Lord taking upon Himself the sins of a world. My sins and your sins. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior, became sin for me. Amen. So that I could be set free. I have victory in Jesus this morning because what He done for me. I can see this old sinner on the right side. He said, hey, this man's done nothing amiss. And then he begins to beg and he begins to plead. He said, hey, listen. He said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Now I want you to notice what's taking place in this man's life. He says, Lord. He said, he's magnifying God. He's putting Him on the throne of the universe. Amen. He says, Lord, 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 praise God. High and lifted up God. Amen. You know, if we ever going to be saved and worship God in spirit and truth, we got to lift Him up out of this world. We try to hold Him down here, praise God, try to put Him in our little box, sex Him under our arm, walk around with Him. Praise God, I want to say, my God's too big to go in a box. Amen. When we lift Him up as Lord Almighty, God Supreme, praise God, then's when He begins to do miracles in our life. Amen. Changes us, praise God. But He magnified God. Could you imagine? Now He's done give a testimony. He says, praise God. Said we. He confessed. He said, we old sinners, we're deserving of our penalty, the price that's been paid. Amen. We're deserving of death. But this man's not done anything wrong. Amen. And he says, Lord, high and lifted place, put him on the throne of glory. He says, Lord, remember me. Amen. Not only does he lift him up to high and lifted place in the universe, but praise God, he lifts him up to the throne of his heart. Amen. Hey, when we lift God up, we put him up as the God of glory, praise God, in the God of our heart. Amen. He can begin to do magnificent things in our life. He can change us, praise God, from that vile vessel that we are into a glorious vessel for the good of God. Amen. He says, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. He said, Lord, at high and lifty place, he said, that throne in my heart. He said, when you come upon the throne of David. Amen. When you become, glory to God. He said, when you become King of Kings. He said, I see where you're at now. I know what's going on, but praise God, I know in my heart that this death's not going to hold you. Amen. You're not going to be held to it. There's no sin in your life. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, you're the King of Kings. He said, I want you to, Lord, up high and lifted up, I want you to remember me. Amen. From my heart, I want you to remember me when you come into that kingly place. I like the answer the Lord gives, don't you? Amen. So we see this old sinner's plea for mercy. We see the hope that he has in the divine grace of God. Hey, that wasn't something that was just come out of the blue, praise God. It was something that he's seen in Jesus. If we can ever see who Jesus really is, if we can ever register what Jesus really did, amen, we'll see the grace of God. There'll be a divine hope of divine grace and the dispenser of that grace. You know who that is? That's Jesus. Amen. He's the one that passes out the grace. He's the one that manifests grace to me and you. He's the one that hands it down on purpose. That gift of God, grace, praise God. And we see this, not only that in this thief, but we see that demonstration of faith. He says, Lord, remember me when thou comest thy kingdom. I wonder today, do you reckon that kind of prayer from the heart will go unanswered? You believe that could go unanswered? No, sir. Jesus, verse 30 to 43, Jesus said unto him, verily. In other words, he said, assuredly. Of a certainty. Amen. He said, what I'm getting ready to tell you, you can take it to the bank, praise God, and deposit it, and praise God, draw interest. Amen. Assuredly, I say unto thee. He said, hey, listen. He said, Brother Eddie, he said, I'm going to make you a promise. Amen. He said, I'm going to make you a promise, praise God, and he's the ultimate promise keeper. Now, I don't know about these fellas going around here saying that they're promise keepers. I don't know if they keep a promise or not, but I'll tell you what, the Lord Jesus Christ, he's an ultimate promise keeper. He's never broke a promise. He's never reneged on anything he said. He is the ultimate promise keeper. He said, I'm going to give you assurance. He said, I'm going to make you a promise. He said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Now, can you just to think about this, that this old repentant sinner, amen, glory to God, ain't you glad for repentance? Amen. Amen. These nutcases run around and say, well, preacher, you know, Jesus already paid the price, so you don't have to repent no more. Everything, God knows your heart, so all you could do is just accept Jesus. Everything will be okay. Really? Amen. You still got to repent of your sin. God wants to hear it. Yeah. Amen. He said, from your mouth, praise God, comes with the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If you've got a repentant heart, praise God, your mouth will confess it. Yeah. Amen. If you love Jesus, your mouth will confess it. Amen. You'll tell it where you go for the glory of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he says this, he says today. Ain't you glad, praise God, there's no waiting period. Amen. Don't have to get him down off there and take him and dunk him in some water somewhere. Amen. Before he can get in. Amen. Praise be to God. Can you imagine this old sinner? He said, hey, I'm just an old lost, foul sinner. I'm deserving of what I'm getting. And Jesus said, today thou shalt be with me. I mean, I'm talking about Jesus gives here a gracious affirmation. He said, today, you're going to be with me in paradise. Now, I got to thinking on that. You know, I'm kind of simple-minded. Just no a country redneck boy from Weaverville. Ancestry in Madison County, if you know what I mean. Hey, man, I got to thinking on that, and I got to thinking about what a glorious day that was. That when Jesus, hey, man, He hung between the heavens and earth, that darkness was there, praise God, the sin of the whole world, me and you, praise God, every wicked, vile thing that we had ever did was being poured out on Him, and that darkness, praise God, fell upon that place. I'm talking about not no lunar eclipse. I'm talking about a darkness from God. Praise God, a shadow that come down, praise God, and covered the earth. Hey, some people say, well, it was just in Palestine. I want to say, I believe it covered the whole world. Amen. I believe there's a darkness, praise God, that day that was darker than dark. Amen. Because the precious Lamb of God was being bombarded by the sins of the world, past, present, and future. Amen. But when that 3 hours of darkness, praise God, was over, and that light, that marvelous light began to shine, praise God, I believe on top of Golgotha, on top of Golgotha's hill, I believe there was a light that outshined the sun. When Jesus bowed His head and He said, Father, it is finished. Amen. The Bible said He gave up the ghost. He released His spirit. Amen. Gave it up. Died for me and you. Amen. They didn't take it. Bible says they come along later and those two thieves, they break their legs so that they couldn't push themselves up no more, so that they'd collapse down, so that their breath would be pushed out of their lungs so they'd die. Amen. But the Bible told us that there wasn't going to be no bone of Him broken, because the bone is where the blood flows. And He said, glory to God. He said, that blood, that stream of blood, that Jesus that flows from Emmanuel's veins, it'll never be quenched, praise God. It'll continue to flow, praise God, forever and forever and forever. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. But I can see in my mind's eye, and I'm trying to hurry, I'm done. I can see in my mind's eyes, it's just as they took Jesus, as they were there taking the body down, I can see a scene in another place. I can see a scene in paradise. I can see in a paradise with a gulf fixed. And I can see as Jesus walks into that place. Oh, what splendor, what glory to behold. And I can see an old sinner on the other side of that gulf is fixed. He looks across that gulf and he sees his buddy. Amen. Praise be to God. And he says, hey, you don't deserve to be there. How did you get over there? You don't deserve it. Glory to God. But I can see that old sinner that was on the right. Yeah. That fellow that's saved by the marvelous grace of God. I can see, boys, he just as humble as he knows how. He says, I don't deserve it. But he says, I'm with Jesus. Amen. Amen. How'd you get on that? I'm with Jesus. Amen. I'm with Jesus. Everybody, praise God, when they come in there and they say, hey, good to see you. How'd you get here? He said, I'm with Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Oh, Peter, hey, man, all them old saints of God that's gone on before Abraham and Isaac, praise God, all them, it's in the bosom of paradise. Say, hey, good to see you. You made it. He said, yeah. Jesus. Amen. I'm with Jesus. That's the title of my message. I'm with Jesus. How are you going to get in, praise God? Because you're going to be with Jesus. Amen. How are you going to enter in? How are you going to be ushered up to the throne of grace? You should have to say, I'm with Jesus. You say, I don't like to say that here, praise God. You better get used to it, because you'll want to say it over there. Amen. How are you going to get in? I'm with Jesus. How are you going to do things? How are you going to make your life right? I'm with Jesus. How are you going to have hope? How are you going to have victory? I'm with Jesus. Amen. How are you going to get in today? With Jesus. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't deserve hell. How are you going to get to heaven? If you get to heaven, you're going to get there with Jesus. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Where's the Father at? The Father's in heaven, a paradise. Amen. That's where paradise is today. It's in heaven. If you're going to get to heaven, praise God, you've got to get in with Jesus. How do you know? Because Psalms chapter 24. Amen. He's the God, the Lord of victory. The Lord that's overcome. The mighty. He's mighty in battle. And he marches in, praise God. And they say, hey, who is this? He said, the Lord strong, the Lord mighty in battle. He says, okay. And he opens the gate and he lets him in. Amen. But then he's coming today, praise God. He's going to go up that gate again. And they say, hey, he said, open, let me in. They say, who is this God of glory? He said, the Lord God of hosts. He said, open that gate and let us in. He said, they're going to throw back those gates. And praise God, he's going to march us down through there. And as we go along, praise God, we're going to be looking around and a big smile on our face. And we're going to be saying to everybody, I'm with Jesus. Amen. I'm with Jesus. Amen. I'm with Jesus. I'm with Jesus. Amen. Hey, I'm with Jesus. I'm going, hey, I'm here with Jesus. Amen. I'm with Jesus. Hey, I'm with Jesus. Hey, don't you just love him? I'm with Jesus. Amen. I'm with Jesus. I'm with Jesus. How you going to get in? You're going to get in by Jesus. Amen. You got to see him. You got to recognize him. You got to acknowledge him. You got to, listen, we don't just, it's not a head knowledge. It's a heart knowledge. See, that those thieves on the cross, they knew who Jesus of Nazareth was. They had heard the stories. But praise God, it was when they began to see him for themselves. One still riled. One said, well, hey, if you can do anything. But the one said, I know you can do everything. And I know you can forgive old sinners. He says, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. He said, today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. Amen.